Ladies and gentlemen,
now hailing from the Wolverine State,
the man that hunts birdies and eagles on the greens, professor, writer, lecturer, doctor of love. In this corner, piled hip deep in finance and copies of Funkin' Wagnalls, Dr. Gene Hensler.
Yeah.
Dr. Yeah. Gene. Dr.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you. Do we have any other questions from readers, from listeners?
Let's see. Which one do I want to talk about?
I was talking about.
Which one? What do you think?
We got a bunch of men here. I prefer stuff that's not really about one particular stock.
All right. So here. So Ethan from Jasper says, what is the difference between buying A-class shares and B-class shares of stock?
Oh, okay.
I was fascinated to learn that Berkshire Hathaway's B-class shares are so significantly cheaper. Is it worth looking at?
Yeah, I can tell you, generally speaking, the A-class and the B-class shares, they pertain to voting rights. So you have the A-class share. Quite often, sometimes it's A, sometimes it's the B, but the people who control the stock, control the company, have a class of voting shares that is going to outweigh all of the rest of the other class of voting shares. Hershey's is very common, known for this. Yeah, Ford Motor. The Hershey Trust actually controls the company at Hershey, and they actually have had some situations recently. I say recently, in the last 10 years, where the trust wanted to get more diversified, so they created a new share of a new class of stocks, wherein they would maintain control, and then they sold off like their A shares, and in order to sell it, they sold it back to the company. They forced the company to borrow a lot of money in order for them to be able to diversify their holdings.
Yeah, in many cases, this was used as a tax kind of situation. So, for example, coming from Detroit, Ford Motor, Ford would give shares of stock away to the Ford Foundation.
Right.
But they would be B shares.
Yeah.
And the A shares had like, I'm exaggerating here, but 100 votes per share, and the other ones had one vote per share.
Yeah.
And the idea was is the Ford family could maintain control of Ford Motor even though all the stock was out there in the Ford Foundation.
Right, yeah.
So in most cases, you don't really care as an investor. Am I correct? I mean, whether you're A or B share?
Well, I mean, like I was talking about with Hershey, you know, everybody still gets a dividend. And generally speaking,
they can't
make
more money on the A shares than the B shares.
Right,
can't do that.
It's all the same. And they all get it, whether, you know, if one gets it, it's a common share. Everybody gets the dividend. So it's not like a preferred where you can pay one and not the other. But he spoke, he asked actually more specifically about Berkshire Hathaway. The Berkshire B shares are 1/1500th of an A-class share, and if ever they trade at a price that's higher than that 1/1500th, they have somebody that goes in there and they convert A shares into the B shares.
Yeah, explain what one share of A costs.
We're talking about
$15,000.
Yeah, right, and
they wanted to make it a more marketable.
Exactly.
It's more than $15,000, isn't it?
No, as far as an A share, yeah, it's pretty expensive. I couldn't tell you right off.
Let's
the top
just
of
say
head
it's $15,000.
Yeah. So then you have,
and so what happens is you have a B share, which is $100 a share.
Right.
It's 150 if of it. It's no. Right. It's no worse in terms of voting or anything else. It just offers people a chance to get in, doesn't it?
Well, no. The B shares in Berkshire have absolutely no voting rights. Yeah, there's zero voting rights in that.
Okay.
So, like I say, the one thing that
$175,000.
Yeah,
$175
per share.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
so
the A
it's
shares.
Still. And you divide that by 15.
How many shares do I have? 200 of those, Bill?
Yeah.
Right. But you still get invited to the annual meeting, which is a lot of what folks want to hear. You know, it's just that you have a different voting rights. In fact, in this case, you have no voting rights.
Why would he have split the stock?
Well, the one thing he talks about is it costs, you wind up giving money away to attorneys instead of giving it to your shareholders. In fact, you know, every time you have a split. Say,
I think I want to invest $175,000 to buy a share.
Yeah, a share.
Well, but, and you know, the B shares aren't cheap either. It's $116.93
a share. Yeah, it's about one.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Yeah, so, but it's still, you know, you can buy that quicker than you could an Apple or a Google at the moment. But, you know, the thing is, he's made it smaller. I think one of the big reasons that Buffett did this is so that somebody outside of his control wouldn't do it. In fact, he talked specifically about that back when he created the B shares, that he was afraid that somebody was going to buy up a pool of the A shares and start selling lesser, you know, like in a trust.
I have a question for you, both you guys, because you're involved in the down and dirty. What's the commission on one share, one A share, which is $175,000, $6?
Yeah,
well,
it's
Schwab would be $8.95.
Yeah, $8.95.
Well, you drive your commission costs down, don't you?
Right. Yeah. And the company doesn't pay a dividend, so you're not really worried about how much income you're going to get. There's no income to be had. And then you talk about $175,000 for a single share. If you think about what Berkshire Hathaway is, though, you're buying a mutual fund, more or less. That's heavily weighted into financials, more specifically insurance. So you could probably more justify a huge price like that on
a
company
like
Berkshire.
Well, he's a pretty savvy guy, and when everything was going to hell in a handbasket, he lent money to these firms at 12% interest on preferred stocks, and then all of a sudden they bought the preferred stocks for three times. He's made $10 billion on the transaction.
Yeah. One of the companies was Goldman Sachs, who still touts that, oh, we didn't have to get bailed out. Oh, really?
Yeah, really?
Ask Mr. Buffett about it.
Mr. Buffett.
Yeah. He made a chunk off of them.
Yeah, it was pretty. He's a savvy guy. And,
right.
And it's not worth buying those shares of stock. I don't recommend it, by the way.
No.
What are you smiling at me about?
I'm sitting at the foot of the master. I'm just so glad to be in the room. That's all I'm saying. So glad I have a job working for Dr. Gene Henson. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you look happy, bro.
I am happy.
I'm telling.
All right. Got to pay some bills. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.